BBC London 94.9.
The home of London football.
Live World Cup qualifying commentary this evening of England against Moldova on the Sports Show from 7.
Good morning. Thanks very much. Andy Murray's defence of his US Open title is over after he was beaten in the quarterfinals by Stanislas Wawrinka of Switzerland. The defending champion lost 6-4, 6-3, 6-2, meaning it's the first time in five attempts that Murray hasn't reached the final of a Grand Slam. But the Wimbledon champion insists it's a rare failure.
I got to the quarters. Again, it's not an easy thing to do. So I've played my best tennis at the Slams the last 3 years, pretty much. So, you know, it wasn't maybe my best day today, but, you know, the last 3 years have been great for me, and especially the last year.
Well, Murray's conqueror Wawrinka will play Novak Djokovic, the world number one, in the last four after he overcame Mikhail Yuzhny of Russia. Today sees the women's semi-finals as number two seed Victoria Azarenka takes on unseeded Italian Flavia Panetta, and then defending champion Serena Williams takes on Li Na. Football, and Roy Hodgson has taken the unusual step of naming his England team a day before the World Cup qualifier. The 11 to face Moldova at Wembley will see Joe Hart start in goal, and in front of a defence of Walker, Cahill, Jagielka and Cole, Steven Gerrard and Frank Lampard renew their partnership, and Jack Wilshere will play in midfield with Danny Welbeck, Theo Walker and Ricky Lambert up front for his first start. He makes his international start in place of Daniel Sturridge, whose Liverpool teammate and skipper Steven Gerrard hopes will return for England's next qualifier in the Ukraine.
Everyone's got the fingers crossed that he can be available for Tuesday night's game. That'd be great if we can get him available for that. But unfortunately, he's not available for Moldova, so it gives other players in the squad an opportunity. And there's good quality throughout the strikers. I'm confident they can do the job against Moldova, and then hopefully Daniel comes back and gives us a bit more strength.
And we'll have full commentary of the match here on BBC London 94.9 this evening. That's on the Friday night sports show from 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, England's under-21s beat Moldova 1-0 in Reading last night. The West Brom striker Saido Berahino getting the goal in Gareth Southgate's first game in charge. In the Women's Super League last night, Chelsea lost 3-1 at home to Bristol Academy, while Arsenal drew 0-0 with Lincoln. Cricket and Middlesex's Owen Morgan says every player deserves their place in the England side to face Australia in the first one-day international at Headingley today. Stand-in captain Morgan says the players have been rewarded for their efforts, despite having many of their key test players absent. But Morgan's County took bragging rights yesterday in the county championship as Middlesex hammered Surrey inside 3 days at the Oval. Off-spinner Ollie Rayner recorded the best figures by a Middlesex bowler since 1955 as they completed 140.